Hey, welcome. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson all about send and return workflow for drum and bass, focused on keeping the low end tight while making the top end feel huge. I'm going to walk you through a practical setup you can build in Live 10 or 11, give you concrete device chains and starting parameters, explain routing and automation strategies for drops and fills, and share pro tips and common mistakes so you don't waste time troubleshooting later. Let's get into it. First, the big picture. Use multiple dedicated returns for different roles. Long ambience for pads, a short snare reverb, a rhythmic echo for groove and fills, a parallel distortion bus for grit, and a parallel compressor to glue drums. Always set the effects on the returns to 100% wet and control the amount with the send knobs on the source tracks. That keeps one place responsible for the wet/dry mix and prevents accidental double dipping. Start by setting your project tempo to 174 BPM. Open the return tracks and create 5 returns. I'll refer to them as return through E. Rename and color them so they're instantly recognizable. For example, return a long reverb, return B short snare reverb, return C rhythmic echo, return D parallel distortion, and return E parallel compression. Return A is long ambient reverb for pads and Atmos. If you have Live 11, use hybrid reverb. In Live 10, use reverb and push decay. Set decay around 2.4 seconds to start, pre-delay about 12 milliseconds, diffusion moderate, and damp the highs to taste. Put an EQ after the reverb and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, and consider using EQ in M/S mode to cut the sides under tilde 350 Hz so your reverb doesn't smear the low end. Add a utility at the end with width around 40 to 60%. Set the return fader around -6 dB as a starting point. Return B is the short snare reverb, tight and snappy. Chain reverb or hybrid short algorithm, set decay between 0.4 and 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 8 to 15 ms, and wet at 100%. After the reverb, put a gate if you want gated tails, then a Q8 with a high pass around 200 to 300 Hz, and a light compressor last that you'll use for ducking. Start this return around -9 dB. Send snares and rims here at moderate levels. Think around -10 to -7 dB on the send knob, and increase for big breaks. Return seed is your rhythmic echo. In Live 11 use echo, in Live 10 use delay. Sync on. For 174 BPM try 1/16 or 1/8 triplet for rolling grooves. Feedback is a useful parameter, 20 to 45% for subtle repeats, up to 60% for more looped rhythms. Put a filter after the delay, auto filter or EQ8. High pass around 200 to 300 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so the repeats live in the mid/high band. Return fader start around -8 dB. Automate sends to this for fills and rolling percussion movement. Return D is parallel distortion for mid-range bite. Chain saturator or overdrive, then EQ8 to cut below around 120 Hz and boost presence around 800 Hz to 2 kHz by a couple of dB if needed. Optionally add redux for subtle bit reduction. Drive around +6 to +10 dB with soft clip-on and trim output to unity. Set the return fader around -10 dB. This is where you route drum bass or percussion to add aggression, but avoid sending subs. Send only the mids and harmonic content. Return E is parallel compression for glue. Use compressor or glue with a high ratio like 8 to 10 to 1, very fast attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds and release around 50 to 150 ms. Push it to get 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction and use makeup gain to bring level back. Keep this return wet at 100% and blend under your dry drums. Typical send amounts are subtle. Think -12 to -6 dB, or visually 20 to 40% on the send knob. Routing and bass considerations are critical in DNB. Never send sub below roughly 100 or 120 Hz to long, reverb or echo. Two practical approaches. Duplicate your bass track and high pass the duplicate around 120 to 150 Hz, then send the duplicate to returns while keeping the original drive for sub energy. Or split frequencies inside a return using EQ8 in M/S or an effect rack to keep subs out of the wet signal. Always make low-end mono on returns. Use utility width or EQ8 in M/S to collapse sides under 300 to 350 Hz. Side chaining returns keeps the low-end punchy. Put a compressor on the return and sidechain it to your kick and snare bus. Fast attack like 1 to 5 ms and release around 80 to 200 ms usually sounds natural and lets tails breathe between hits. This is especially helpful on long reverb and echo returns so the transients cut through. A quick word on pre-fader versus post-fader sends. Leave Send's post fader most of the time, so Send levels follow track fader automation. Twitch a Send to pre only when you need the effect level independent of the track fader. For example, a live loop you want a constant echo on while you control dry level separately. Now a few automation and arrangement strategies. For drops, kill or drastically reduce reverb sends for drums and bass on the first hit to make the drop hit harder. For fills, spike the snare send to the rhythmic echo or crank the distortion return for one bar aggression. During builds, slowly raise long reverb on pads and open echo feedback. Automate reverb decay or echo feedback on returns for tension rather than automating every source. It's simpler and more CPU friendly. Treat returns as arrangement elements. Create 1-2 bar automation lanes on return faders and trigger them like instruments. Common mistakes to avoid: sending pure sub to long reverb, leaving return effects at less than 100% wet, overusing pre-fader sends, and forgetting to mono the low end. Also, group tracks before sending, where it makes sense. Send from a drum bus rather than individually routing every drum unless you truly need that granularity. This audio version is shortened for playback.